This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. 2020 was a hard year for a lot of people who lost their jobs, homes, and loved ones. But for some, the year also brought some good. CPR's Haley Sanchez has the final part of our series this week on how people are faring financially in the pandemic.
Matthew Kahn moved to Denver from Alabama about a year ago. He says he wanted to make a change in his life.
I was homeless 12 years, so my whole life has just been nothing but a struggle.
His brother already lived in Colorado, so it seemed like a good place to go where he could get some help. When the pandemic shuttered the country in March, Kahn says his brother and sister-in-law helped him file for unemployment. He qualified and got $7,000 with back pay.
This is what I needed, that kind of jump start to get here. It was enough money for me to pay off a couple things and get myself somewhere to live.
He got an apartment in Northwest Denver near Regis University.
It's beautiful. You know, I'm on the corner of my building, and I'm spending time just sitting in a chair, drinking me some coffee, watching out the window.
Things seemed to be looking up for Kahn. He got a job with UPS. He was biking an hour to get there every day, and when he arrived, the work was physically tough, but it made him feel healthy, so he kept going. Then, in midsummer, his unemployment benefits were flagged as fraud, and a few months after that, his mother died. He says he was emotionally exhausted at that point, so he quit.
And this is where, you know, a lot of people don't want to come out of homelessness because I've been so stressed out, sick to my stomach, stressed just about money. Trying to figure out what am I going to do? How am I going to do it?
Kahn couldn't pay rent for months, but because of the moratorium on evictions, he's still living in his apartment.
If it wasn't for this virus, I mean, I would have been put out. I would have been evicted months ago.
Kahn says he's on the hunt for a new job, but has run into scammers. He says he still has a lot to learn so he doesn't fall back into homelessness.
The only thing I know is just to continue what I'm doing now, just to keep pushing. And, you know, I've got a lot of things going, just the way of life. I just don't know how to live, and I've got to learn how to live it.
He's learning how to use things like technology and the internet, which he didn't have access to before. But all things considered, he says this was the first holiday season in his life that he wasn't emotionally devastated. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
And you'll find a lot of stories of how Coloradans are weathering the pandemic and the state's response to coronavirus with updated reports every day at CPR.org. This is CPR News.